Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. And we're going to be beginning a new series of messages today on the subject of daily Christian disciplines. Daily Christian disciplines. You know, these disciplines are in the Word of God, and they need to be established in your life if you're going to grow up and walk in the Lord's ways and be fruitful for Him and be standing steadfast on the ways of the Lord. Praise God. The first one is to learn to walk by faith. This is so important. We know that God said that without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Without faith we can't please Him. Well, God's given us faith, hasn't He? Where did we get the faith from? We got the faith when we got born again. The Bible says, I was crucified with Christ, Galatians 2:20. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. That's the new person we get when we're born again. And now I live by the faith of the Son of God. Whose faith do you live by? The faith of Jesus Christ. Where'd you get it from? You got it from Him when you got His Spirit, when you got born again. You know, when a person receives Jesus Christ, their personal Lord and Savior, they get born again, they get the Spirit of Jesus Christ. That's the new Spirit within you. And this also has the faith of Jesus Christ in you. This is the faith that you are to live by, praise God. And God wants you to walk by this faith, continually operating in faith day after day after day after day. Very, very important. And when you walk by faith, you're going to use your faith, and it's released through you speaking forth the Word of God. And this is so important. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says this, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. You have the spirit of faith. In fact, you have the same spirit of faith. It talks about over in 2 Peter that He's given to us like precious faith. Praise God. Romans 12:3, He's dealt to every man the measure of faith. We already have the faith of Jesus. And with this spirit of faith, we are to release it and put it into operation. How does it happen? Because we get the Word in us and we believe and we speak. We believe God's Word and we speak and release our faith. Praise God. Very, very important. And there's a scripture over in Luke chapter 17, and this is when the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. If we're going to walk by faith, our faith should be increasing. It's not just something that we just operate in once in a while. Our faith should be continually operative in our life daily, and we should actually be increasing our faith. Remember, you have a general spirit of faith that you got when you're born again, and then you get specific faith as you hear the Word of God. Remember, Romans 10:17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we receive the specific faith through hearing the Word on subject after subject of the Word of God. Now, how do we increase our faith, though, in areas of our life? In Luke 17, verse 5, the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, we all have it like a seed, you might say unto the sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. With your seed of faith, you are to apply it. You are to speak unto the sycamine tree. You're to use your faith. You are to put that seed of faith into operation. Release that spirit of faith by speaking forth to the mountain, or in this case, speaking forth to the sycamine tree. In Mark chapter 11, verse 23, he says, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Your faith will move your mountains. Your faith will drive the sickness and disease out of your body. Your faith will cast out the spirits. Your faith will bring forth victory and remove obstacles and hindrances from the devil in your life. Praise God. Also, your faith is used in prayer in order to receive from the Lord. Mark 11:24 says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire or legally demand when you pray, believe that you receive them. The prayer of faith believes that you receive or take hold of the promise of God, and you shall have it. And this is essential, because the promises of God just don't fall on you like ripe cherries off a tree. They come upon a Christian because we believe that we take hold of it. We come boldly to the throne of grace and receive the healing power of God. Now you need to learn to walk by faith. Romans 4, verse 17 to 21. Here it talks about how Abraham, who had the God kind of faith, operated. He called those things which were not being as being, called those things into being by declaring what God was doing for him. Against any hope, he believed in hope. He believed the promise of God over his situation. In fact, it says he was not weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead when he was almost 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. That means that if you are considering the natural realm facts or circumstances that you're dealing with, that will cause you to be weak in faith. It says he was not weak in faith because he did not consider the natural realm state that he was in or the deadness of Sarah's womb. Instead, he considered the promise of God. Whatever God said, he was going to bring it to pass. In fact, it says he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. God doesn't want you ever to get into unbelief or stagger or waver or doubt. He wants you to be strong in faith, praise God. It said he got strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he'd promised, he was able to perform. You're going to be walking by faith, and if you learn to walk by faith, remember, when we walk by faith, we don't walk by sight. God says we walk by faith, not by sight, 2 Corinthians 5:7, or not by that which is revealed to the senses. As you learn the daily Christian discipline of walking by faith, you are not going to be moved by your feelings. You're not going to be moved by the circumstances. You know, I see so many Christians that are moved by their feelings. I feel this, or I don't feel this, and they are letting their feelings dictate what is going on in their life. You are to walk by faith. Your faith is operating in the realm of the Spirit. It has nothing to do with your feelings whatsoever. You may not feel like doing something, but God's Word says to do it, therefore you'll do it. You may not feel, or it may not seem like anything is happening, but if you have acted upon the Word of God and prayed and spoken against the enemies and cast out the spirits and taken hold of the promise of God, God is working, praise the Lord, and He will perform His Word. Another thing we need to realize is this walk by faith. We are coming against an enemy, and we've got to resist him steadfast in the faith. And 1 Timothy 6:12 says, fight the good fight of faith. You've got to be ready every day to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold upon eternal life. Fight that good fight and overcome the enemies. So this is the first daily Christian discipline we talked about, is walking by faith. And the Bible says you should examine yourself whether you be in the faith. A second area is the area of walking in love. And this is so important. You know, love is mandatory for every Christian. In John 13:34, a new commandment I give unto you. Not a suggestion, a new commandment I give you. A commandment is a rule from God laid down as the authority of our life, and we are to submit to it and obey it. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. This is the agape love. This is the love that sees one another as valuable and precious. Every single person is valuable and precious, and we need to learn to walk in love toward all. Verse 35 says, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. How are we going to know? Because we have love one to another. That's how people are going to know who follows the Lord and who doesn't. In fact, the Bible calls this the royal law. In James 2:8, if you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, you do well. God has called us to walk in love. That means that you've got to learn to love every single person. You're going to see them as valuable and precious and important. That means you're going to let go of all bitterness, resentment, and anger. You're not going to hold unforgiveness or have retaliatory attitudes or hold hurts and wounds against what someone has done. You're going to forgive them, and you're going to let it go. You know, the people may still have a negative attitude against you, but that'll be their problem. You need to love them anyway, and you need to be walking uprightly before God. You are commanded to walk in love at all times. You know, the Bible says that charity or love suffers long. It's long-suffering. It's kind. That means it looks for a way to be constructive. It doesn't envy. It's not jealous. It doesn't vaunt itself or puff itself up. It doesn't walk in the ways of pride. It doesn't behave itself unseemly or rudely. It doesn't seek your own. You're not to be self-seeking and selfish. You're not to be easily provoked. You should let things not get under your skin and get you all irritated so easily. Are you one who gets irritated easily? You need to get yourself established in love so you don't get easily provoked. It also says, love thinketh no evil. We should believe the best of every person. Think on good things, praise God. It doesn't rejoice in iniquity or bad things happening for someone. It rejoices in the truth. Can you rejoice when someone gets blessed even when you haven't? If not, then you're not walking in love. If you're walking in love, you're believing the best for that person, and you're looking for good things to happen to them. It bears all things. It covers over the evil report, and it believes all things. Believing the best of every person, hopes all things, and endures all things. Charity or love never fails. In fact, the Bible says that we owe no man anything but to love one another. We have one debt to mankind, and that is to love him. God wants you to love every single person. In fact, love never works ill to his neighbor, and that's why love is the fulfilling of the law. God has called you to walk in love. Remember, the things that abide are faith and hope and love. Faith, hope, and love. Love is the greatest of all. And this is something that you must have established in your life. If you're going to be walking with the Lord, these daily Christian disciplines of walking by faith and walking in love must be established in you. They're going to be the cornerstone of your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you have areas in your life where you haven't been walking in love or haven't been walking in faith, I encourage you to deal with those areas. Quit walking by your feelings. Start walking by God's Word. Let go of all the hurts and wounds and negative attitudes against people and start loving them with the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Love one another as He has loved you. And as you incorporate this into your daily life, you're going to see that God is going to be blessing you, and you're going to have a good attitude, and you're going to be used of the Lord to minister to others as well. Well, we're going to talk more about daily Christian disciplines to be established in you in our next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As you have received the Word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus' Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.